One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hello?
Yo, can you hear me?
What go on, my...
Bro, you ain't shit this shit, though.
Broski. He's in Argentina, bro. I can't shit him.
Brother, hey.
He's in River Plate.
I beg you, hey.
You know what? I'm going to get a helicopter over there. Let me
please,
just jump on the
please,
ladder.
Please, ASAP.
I'm back.
Top table. I'm here. How did I even get here? Lippy.
Top table. Neil Warnock. I don't know if it was Neil Warnock, but it was a manager like that. His wife had a dream that if the right back plays up front, he's got
to
score.
Yeah, I see that.
Right back went up there and scored a hat trick.
Bad. Yeah.
Poet had a dream, bro.
He's like Martin Luther King
at
this
point. He is, but he had a dream that your debut was, you done so well, you got to play up front today, bro.
Bro!
Certain man are hating on the wing.
Yeah. I'm hating.
Certain man.
All right, I'm not even going to let you know. I'm going to tell you, I'm hating, bro.
I'm target man.
I'm hating.
Man, am I trying to turn my agent against me? We don't know my
agent. I'm not hating.
Mad fee, bro.
I'm not hating.
Just patterning other deals. He's
you
not
get
even
it?
Panicking.
You get
he's not even panicking.
We're talking business now, bro.
Yeah, I'm just signing.
I'm
yeah.
hating. This doesn't make sense.
No, but I'm not hating.
No, you know how I know you're upset? He never does this, you know. He never eats.
Hang about.
He never eats.
That's true. 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Oh, you changing?
No, I'm not
NFL,
hating.
He's wearing the other football clothes.
I don't want to be up
that
top.
I don't even rate you.
You're the sort of West Ham fan that's going to wear a chow on top.
Look at this with the chips. Hey, listen, before I finish eating, I just want to say, I'm not hating because I want to be up top. I think KG should probably be up top.
That's right.
I'm
that's
just
right.
like, when do we bring a new
do
guy in and put him straight
he
up there?
Hey, up
do, you
front,
know what, do you know what's so funny though?
We won the game.
Just about.
He might have scored.
Is all you letting new signings say?
He got sent off.
No, that was my second game.
Oh, it was.
My second game was mad when I started moving crazy.
All right, boys, we're being
isn't
rude.
It, man?
We're
being so rude.
Hold on. The opposite of a debutant of a new guy is a veteran. We got one back today.
Come on.
Back from the depths of wherever you was.
Come on.
Myself
Scribs. In the building.
All right.
Scribs. Hey, Scribs, you ever been told you look like Shaggy?
Ah. Was it me?
What, him?
Not Shaggy.
T.I.
Scribs?
Nah.
Nah. T.I, man. Yeah, T.I.
Scribs, we've had many Arsenal and United battles.
First time I spoke to Liffy online, he told me he was going to break my arm.
It was.
Why?
No, I didn't.
Because of football.
But I meant with a barge or something.
No. What a man said, I'm going to twist up your arm and break it. Man's trying to say a barge.
No, but this, I say that to say this.
Them threats are
no, but
mad.
I was, bro, no, let me land. Can I land? Bro. Can I land?
Land.
I was learning jujitsu at the time. Okay, listen. It didn't, no.
It was a football, I had you.
You did.
I had you.
But I just wanted to see.
No, I'll get about my United Arsenal.
No, but this is what I want to say.
If a man threatens you, you won.
Was it over?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was about United Arsenal, but I just wanted to say I hate you.
No, you don't.
Because I've got you back here, yeah? United are doing terrible, but somehow you're going to play in a European final same way.
All right.
They don't want, though.
I'm big not club. Gonna lie. They don't want,
big club. Bro. Big club. And big up Amorim, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here.
How
it's that simple.
It's crazy. What? It is mad. It
we were
is like
18th
mad.
When he came. We were low. We didn't win a game in Europa for like a year.
You're only about three places higher than
when Amorim took over, we were going out of the Europa.
We're having a Premier League conversation, and that's okay. Man United in the Premier League, we stink. But it's fine, because everyone's day will come. Right now, we stink, and it's okay.
Everyone's day will come.
You're living life. You guys have done well. These guys over
you don't
here.
Know
we
about
stink,
this.
Bro.
You know
these guys.
We stink.
These guys over there are now in a top four battle.
No, but let me just land.
Can we say, Arsenal in a top
four
battle?
Okay, we can.
Nah, they're going to go Champions League.
What? They might not get in Champions League.
No, they're in. No, they're, but it's where they finish.
We're fighting, bro.
There's levels to stinking.
The second merchants.
We stink. That was your point. No, you said you stink.
No, you lot stink.
I said we stink.
No, but listen, you lot stink as well.
Yeah.
You lot don't stink. You lot is clean. Yeah. But there's levels to stinking. We stink in the rave, BO. We're in the club. You lot are stinking outside.
Cool.
Stepping in dog doo-doo, bro.
No.
So it's, I get it. I hear it. But let's be real.
There's levels of smoke.
No, this is what it is, yeah? I want to say this quickly. I know we're focusing on the league and blah, blah, blah. If it was the other way around, bro, you lot would never have it, bro. So please.
Can I say something?
No.
I need to get some control in here. Can we have some order, please?
All right, relax.
We need
some
order.
Relax. Yeah, cool.
You're not leading the line.
So, John, yes, you saw the balloons, you saw the needles. You said, are we doing a dating show?
Yeah, I was
confused. No, we are not.
Cool.
This is Filthy Balloon Door. My filthy veteran, Scribs, you know about Balloon Door, innit?
Mm-hmm.
You're
watching.
He watches, and you don't.
Innit?
Just baited out yourself. But listen, it's only the second one. It's only the second one.
I'm so not saying anything until my agent speaks.
So what's going to happen is going to be a take on the screen. If you disagree with the take, you pop your balloon.
Say
what we're going to do up front, we're going to control it. We're going to let the people that popped go first. Not everyone might pop. We might have to be... And when a man's popped it now, his job now is to now convince everyone else to pop their balloon also.
He's not convincing me. Whatever it is, you're not convincing me.
I'm bad at debating.
But we're going to... Because I'm leading and I'm at the top. Steve-O, is it okay if you can stop eating and go first, please?
I'm nearly done.
No, it's not a go first.
Brother, hey, who's putting him up front?
Get him off the table,
no, let him,
man.
Hold on. Let him go.
Bro,
hold
what I'm on. Saying is, he's going to obviously, yeah, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, boom, yeah. Yeah.
All right, then.
I'm nearly done, boys. Wait. One more wing. And then the deep breath.
The deep breath is mental.
I said one more wing breath is mental.
Just saying, this is killing him.
So for the first take of the second annual Balloon Door, it's not annual because there's been two this year. City drop Pep before Pep drop City. So let that land. So what it means is that Loons disagrees.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they drop him.
What does it mean?
It means that they sack him before he walks.
He leaves, yeah.
So I think he walks. I think he does, goes into a sabbatical and everything he's done, no way. No way to see drop him before they leave. It's no business.
Can I just ask a question? Oh, ouch. Is this we think they will or they should?
We think. It's what you think of that,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, it's what you think, innit?
So even if you're saying they should, you probably think that, Steve.
Nah.
So you think City should sack... I'm not saying you that, because it don't necessarily...
You think that City would sack Pep before...
Yeah, you think eventually they will need to sack
him. I got it now. So do I think... Who do I think will go first? City, Pep or... Okay.
I say Pep.
And that's saying first. That City will get rid of him before he leaves. Okay.
Pop your balloon,
so
bro.
If City have the start that they had this season next year, would he say, look, I can't do no more? Or will City say first, you know what, you got to go? Interesting. I don't think City, the way that he has that relationship where he's looking up at the owners and all of that, if they was to get rid of him, it would like dampen my already dampened thoughts on the world, because that's a relationship that I feel is real.
It's them breakups that rock your relationship.
I think for Pep to leave City, it's going to be Pep that goes.
Yeah.
Mm. So I disagree.
That's a big point, though.
There's no sentiment, but you got to pop your balloon then. It weren't that deep.
Do you lot, you're biting it?
He just ate. He ate the balloon, bro.
Bro, the pin's on your mic.
He's eating it. Is it something in your mouth?
Did that hurt?
It hurt his lip.
Oh, you bit it like that?
Yeah.
Bit some off.
He bit it off.
That must have been like a little slap in the lips, like, you know, like, shut.
Wait, Dan said that you're a hazardous player.
No,
chaos.
Yeah, I'm a hazard, innit?
Doku.
I'm on the wing doing a mad thing, but now man's up top.
Wow.
Saint Maximum.
Yeah, boy.
You get me. Anderson Talisca. If you know, man, the big shot.
Works in certain leagues.
So we all popped. We all agree.
I think that's a, once you think about it and you actually understand the statement, nah, you can't see City dropping.
It doesn't even seem right though.
He's the one, like, let's have it right. City had obviously won Premier League titles and
set records.
Couple players. Trebles. Yeah. But nah, but he's the one that got them the treble. He's the one that made them one of the best teams in the world. You can't get rid of him. He's almost like the, he's a Fergie for them. He can't do it.
Better than Fergie.
It'll be a mutual thing. The only way it will happen is a mutual thing. He's got too much respect.
Yeah,
over
too
him.
Much
yeah,
respect.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll
I agree.
But you see, like, in the time of everyone popping the balloon, is that our comprehension skills of the question? Because,
yeah, I was struggling.
Yeah, nothing. I got the question and went bow because I disagreed. And it's just like, everyone's like,
so one sec.
Pop.
Because you seem like, yeah, what's all that about?
Pop. No, I'm just saying, everyone was thinking.
I feel like you're mocking.
I just thought about decorum. That's why I wanted you to go first so everyone can have their own little point of getting across what they need
but
to say.
But I don't think that's what happens on Pop the Balloon.
I hear that, but then I'm up top, so now this is how we're going to do it.
But all right, Loons, just because you guessed first that you
I understood.
Yeah? You took a gamble.
I understood.
Yeah? Bloody hell. You're the least humblest person.
Championship Loons is a different person.
I'm trimmed up. You ain't know it's man.
But it's got worse though.
Come on, man. Yeah, I'm going gym.
When you went for trim, your
trim
though, what do you say when they ask
I can't
you
swim.
Hey, what do you ask when you ask for the shape up? Because you didn't shape it.
Don't worry about all that. Bro. See,
you are not qualified to have a conversation about
it. I know what happened, bro.
That's
insane. You know what happened? Because I know you ain't got shape up. I'm looking. The sides are not shaping. That's fresh. I should see lineup. Bro, I know as a man that doesn't have it is always watching.
You can't bully us.
He didn't get a shape up of a fresh trim. Do you know how mad that is? They didn't even do the powder to pretend that it did.
No, I don't like the paper.
You know the powder when they go like that and they start like to give you hope?
No blades,
they give
no
you nothing.
None of that.
They just say, oh yeah, leave.
KG, listen.
How can they do that?
KG.
Go ahead.
What we don't do at this table is we don't throw stones when we live in glass houses.
Jesus. Yeah?
West Ham.
What?
Man United. Like, you're just a repeat offender.
You're a typical African Nigerian man. I'm not going to lie. You're a typical Nigerian man still.
He's been throwing stones the whole time. He smells West Ham.
We're talking about hairlines, broski.
No, it all counts. You're talking about throwing stones.
Wait.
Hold on.
Order. KG, wait. Let me get some order in here first.
How I understand it. Because maybe I'm a creative thinker, yeah?
Huh?
Yeah? I'm a creative thinker. Let me get this right, yeah? We don't throw stones when we live in glass houses.
Yeah?
Yeah? That's the statement. So me making a statement about his hair.
Oh, you cut it again.
I don't know. I'm in between stages. Wait, let's stay on the journey. Stay on the journey with me, yeah? We don't throw stones in glass houses because I've got no hair, so I can't talk about the situation. Are we all agreed?
Yeah.
So now we do a football show. He talks about, he's a West Ham fan, and he talks about Man United. Is he should be throwing those kind of stones week in, week out?
If that's your logic of thinking, you're a terrible guy.
No more ADHD journeys.
Yeah, man. Crazy.
We're staying right here.
I told you, look.
Man can't. You just got on a plane.
That's insane.
No pilot license. No. just relax. Let's just. Listen, boys. Let's go. Let's go now.
Hey.
You up front is mad.
Let me sit there.
I'm trying to get older, bro. All
right, then. So go on. Read the next one.
All right, so cool. Teams that win Europa shouldn't qualify for the Champions League.
And Sir Arsene Wenger, who wasn't knighted, actually said they should qualify for the Europa League again, not necessarily the Champions League, especially when you're in a league where there's five teams that qualify. So, what do you think about that?
You missed a whole major bit though, sorry.
What's the major bit?
They should defend their title.
Oh, yes, that is a vital.
You're kind of smart, innit?
Very, very, very.
You just read it off the thing, John.
Hey, man. Hey, cut that bit, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
No, but it was a goal's a goal.
To win.
A goal's a goal. But it was a tap-in. Let's. What are we doing here?
Hey, Lippy.
Nah, that's.
No, Joe Wimpton. Act like he's been here before. So now, let him have his little win, man.
Cool.
Let him have his little win.
But you know what? Everybody's balloon isn't popped.
Teams
so
win,
what? Do you know what it is? I mean, okay, two seconds. So what KG is saying is that if United win the Europa League, you should stay there and defend it. That's what you think.
That's what
I'm asking him, Loons.
Wait.
Do you, Listen. Because that's what I'm saying. I know you don't understand. You might not understand either.
This is why I wait. Listen, everyone else can listen, land. Listen.
Arsene Wenger is saying that if you win the Europa League, you shouldn't go to the Champions League because that's what happens.
Yes.
You should stay there.
He's a dickhead.
To defend your... So if he's a dickhead, why haven't you popped your balloon?
No, because I was going to wait for effect. I was going to see what you lot are saying. I was. I know what I'm on. He can't say that, bro.
He's not
qualified to speak like that.
Why?
Because he ain't got that. Has he got a European title?
Outsiders. You can't even get in.
Has he got one?
KG, I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
But you have no fitness and you're on a sports show. Yeah? You can be in the glasshouse.
No, it's true. Don't try it. No, don't clap him. That 5K run thing, I did my 5K.
I did it
in 32 minutes.
You look like you was going to...
32 minutes.
Have I seen your one?
7 minutes over the average.
Oh my God.
Have I seen yours?
The kids walk 5K in 10 minutes.
Have you done it?
Yo.
Did you see his video, Steve-O?
5 minute mile, bro.
Raw dog, bro. I just did it.
I saw his video. I thought he'd done the ASG challenge.
Man,
I thought he'd done the ice bucket challenge. He was sweating so much.
Did you pause in between? You just ran straight.
I ran it.
So then... How?
Oh yeah, why did it take you 32 minutes?
What kind of running was that?
Nah, he done it in Air Forces, black ones.
No one in black. Wait, hold on. You like ain't done it though. No one's done it.
I do it every morning.
Put it in the group. I want to see how fast you do it.
Alright, so cool. Teams that win Europa shouldn't qualify for the Champions League.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block at the best prices. Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your outdoor project started today. Save big money at Menards.
We have another United fan, filthy veteran, Scribs, man. You believe that United should stay there? Well, hold on for a second. Let me just chat to you. Because this guy don't listen. You're a filthy veteran. You done this. Yeah?
I say divide and conquer. I see what he's doing.
All jokes aside. And this kind of goes to you as well. Imagine if it wasn't United. Imagine it wasn't United. You lot were safely in the Champions League, top four finish, whatever. And I don't know. Would you say is the worst team in Europa this season? Tottenham. Let's just say Tottenham are where they are.
Yep.
Win the Europa League. Let's say they got Bomo Glint in the final. Bomo Glint.
Boldo.
Boldo, Bomo's the same you.
It is. Yeah? His brothers.
All jokes aside.
Brothers.
You don't think they should stay there and defend their title. So you think you should just win something and just move on to a new lands? To be honest, no.
When did it start?
2000.
Yeah, it started kind of recent.
5-6 or something.
It's like 2012 or something. 2013.
You had to win the Champions League to stay in the Champions League.
Right, but let me. That's what you said. But hear this though, on Scribbs' side and KG's side now, that's like saying almost if you win the championship, you should stay there and have to defend your title.
That's what my
rather
problem
than going up.
Still.
No, but if you look at it in that kind of because if you've won the Europa League, you're probably the best team in the Europa League. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you're the best team in the Europa League,
promotion.
You should maybe play in
ascend.
The.
But you see the Europa League. The Europa League is cup winners. Majority are cup winners from so every year it changes. If you've won that and your league position doesn't merit a Champions League,
but this is a cup you've won though.
But if your league position doesn't merit a Champions League position, then you shouldn't be in the Champions League.
How do we get into
that's what I think?
How do we get
winning a cup?
There we go. We won the FA Cup.
Yeah, and that's and it's
hold
and,
on.
And it's and it's
yeah,
a cup.
We won the FA Cup last year, it's a and now we've cup played. Have we just played bums in that competition?
Yes.
Because we played teams that are above us. When we had Lyon, everyone said Lyon are going to smoke us. They're the best team. This
you
that,
beat
and the
10
other.
Men.
No.
It, but it's we know what you're going
to
say.
And you've missed the point.
What's the
it's
point
if you win the Europa League, should you go to the Champions League?
Absolutely, because
no.
That's the rules of the competition.
Nah, I just think hold on.
I just think you should just defend it.
You can't act like what Loon said is rubbish. If you finish 15th after finishing 8th yeah. the season before, to get okay. rewarded for that is mad. But
you're not getting rewarded
for
that.
You're getting rewarded for winning the cup.
Yes, but that's the other side of it. But if you look at the bigger picture, is you finish 8th and you didn't get Champions League. Yeah, you finish
it's a
15th.
Separate competition.
Yeah, the things are always
bro,
like that.
I hear it, but when that wasn't the case, no one had a problem. No one had an issue.
All you done is
when I think when Seville were doing it, you got to go Champions League.
Yeah, Seville's the first one to get there.
So what we're saying is when Millwall, who was in the Championship, got into Europe because they got to the FA Cup final, but
yeah.
United, because of their position.
Yeah.
Are we saying that the teams above them deserve to be in the Europa Cup more than them because they're in the Championship? They finished lower.
That's a good point, because when you put it that way, no, isn't
it's a separate competition.
It is, but it's...
It's separate from the league. So your league form doesn't matter.
So Steve-O, so you think Europa League winners should go to the Champions League?
Because that's European.
So why
Cup.
Is your balloon?
Because I'm going now.
Okay then.
I'm going
but
now.
But you see to answer your question, what you're saying, yeah? In regards to like, you see like the FA Cup when Millwall got there, yeah? They got there because that don't happen no more. If you just get to the final and the winners are treble winners, you don't get, because you got to the final.
Why
let
not?
Them go and you, it don't
change
happen.
The rules.
Yeah, they changed the rules.
Teams used to go into the Europa Conference and sometimes sack it off. Like, they didn't care.
Early doors,
they would sack it off. Now, they're going for it. That's why you're seeing the Conference Cup. It means, like, we said it last week, we've said it at the start of the season, cup competitions for all to any silverware means something now. So when we're talking about these guys, what are you talking about? We've all had our chance to win cups. So you have, if you haven't won a cup, that's on you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they're all individual. You got the league, you got the FA, you got the, like, they're all individual. How you set up in those cups, that's your tunnel. You
absolutely
know what I mean? So it's
but the Champions League, Steve-O, sorry, yeah.
But you get to the Super Cup, you get to the World Cup.
Yeah,
cup.
Exactly.
So it's still always a thing.
But the Champions League is quintessentially for the champions. Do you see what I'm saying?
It's but the champion of Europe.
No, it's not, though.
It started. European Cup started with the champions.
Do you know what they used to call it? It used to be
third,
called the
fourth,
cup.
Yeah. So now we're given an extra spot, fifth. How is 16th going there?
It's because they won the cup.
The Europa
League winners.
Stay there. Because you're in your level. You're 16th in the
Prem. That's their opinion, isn't it? And that's their opinion.
So, Loons, when you win the Europa Cup or the Europa League or you win the Conference Cup, what are you called? The champions?
European champions. Intercontinental.
Champions.
Yeah, basically.
It ends with champions. Yeah? So then you go into the Champions League.
No, Liverpool's won Europa. We didn't go Champions League.
Because it wasn't
fine.
That rule then. It's been changed.
I know, but I was fine with it.
You are not going to change each other's minds.
Yeah.
You're both making sense.
He's not making sense.
He is. What are you saying? What are you saying makes sense? To say why is 15th going to the Champions League
but
makes
I've just
a lot
it.
Of sense.
No, but I've just answered
it. No,
it
does. No, but that's it. What you're saying makes sense as well.
I do think it's because it's United. True. I feel like if a lower team won the Europe, they'll be like, oh yeah, good. They got an opportunity.
No.
Scribbs, I promise you.
I don't want Forest.
No, I've never had this conversation before.
I swear this wouldn't even be the first time you lot have done that. You lot have won the Europa and gone to the Champions League. So what are you talking about? About when it's... Us. When it's you lot, we don't like it. When you done it last time...
No, I give the specific situation of the fact that United have fallen...
Exact, broski. No. Say the facts. Say the facts. A team that's 15th in their league has not won Europa before. And that's why we're having this convo.
And now, does our Europe... What we've done in Europe and the Premier League, how are they connected? That's a normal question.
Because you
got
to do something
that's
in the Premier League to get to Europe.
It's not even a close your eyes thing. It's a simple understanding of it's a different competition, lads.
So here's another point as well. Do you remember when Seville kept winning?
Back to back, beat Liverpool in the final as well.
And everyone kept screaming, they've got to be in the Champions League, they've got to be in the Champions League. They get to the Champions League and they get smoked.
Too heavy.
They're terrible.
Too heavy.
But,
and they were
so you've either got two things there. Like Amorim did come out and say he thinks United's not ready for the Champions League, right? And that could be true. But still getting there, you get a lot of money. You get a lot of money. You know what they I mean? And that can build you for the next season for the league.
Do you know what it is? It's not even necessarily money as well. Let's have it right. Like, players want to play in the Champions League. You get me? So it's like you get a whole new market. You understand?
It pays off though, because with that money, you can then go and spend on players who have been there before.
Thank you, John.
And know what it's like. You get
I didn't know that.
So what I'm saying is, what are you doing with your balloons?
Love.
What are you doing with your balloons?
I'm keeping, man.
Do you know what it is? As much as I agree with how things are now, I don't think Arsene Wenger's statement is wrong.
Mm.
Two things can be true at once.
Yeah,
if you've done really well in a European competition, yeah, you do deserve to be rewarded. If you have been terrible in the league...
In a nutshell, the fact that Tottenham and United are closer to relegation than they are to Champions League don't sit right with us.
Because I remember when Chelsea did it, they came eighth and won the Champions League. But I want to throw this in there now. Let's just say United and Amorim told his players, we can't get relegated. Don't worry about the Prem. Go for the Europa only. Because the highest you lot can finish mathematically is like 11th, yeah? Or I could be wrong, but it's nowhere near anything.
Nowhere near, you can
down tools in the league and just go for the Europa. And I think that's wrong.
Have they been doing that?
I don't think they've done that. I'm saying you could clock from like February. Boys, this ain't happening.
We would never do
you
that.
You understand? No, I'm not, boys. I'm just saying, because of this rule, that could be a thing. Because I'm telling you...
It could spoil the league.
Well, we're unhappy that teams strategize.
It could be detrimental for the league and it could look... Say you're a manager of Manchester City, you're in a title race, manager of Arsenal title race, and my team is doing bad, yeah? We're in the Europa League, we down tools. But early in the season, you're looking at when Lippi coming to my house is a bit of a fortress, that's not 33 points. But I'm now down in tools, I'm going to put out the kids because I'm... concentrating on Europa.
That has been happening forever.
Hundo, but end of the day, the Premier League's the best league in the land, so in the world. So everyone's supposed to put out the better players every time.
No, they're not supposed to do nothing.
Kinda raw, bro. You're not supposed to put a weakened team out.
When you lot do well, or in an argument, you lot will scream it. You're the biggest team in the world. Minimum top two. Yeah? So when you do things, you're going to be judged differently to Tottenham and Arsenal.
Yes,
and
so why are United
in the Prem is something that you're meant to fight for. Even in your worst of worst seasons, even now, Hundo, you've had good results.
Manchester United.
So again, I don't think you've done that, but I'm saying it could be dangerous. And it could happen.
We would never do
not
that.
You,
but my
but
thing
someone.
Is this, yeah? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to make sense, but I'm going to make it make sense. At the end of the day, a manager gets looked at what he's done at the end of the season. If you're in a league, but you've won a cup medal, you've done your job.
That's true. That is true.
You've done your job.
No, you've done your job.
Bro.
No. Wait.
We don't know what his incentives were.
Hold on, let me land. Let me just go. Managers are looked at what they have won and their success rate.
No.
In hindsight, this is how it really goes, isn't it? Prem, obviously, best league. Champions League, Europa is the second best tournament you want to actually win.
Mm. More powerful than FA?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you get Champions League.
Everyone wants to be at the best and play at the best. If you're winning the second best cup in the country or in the world, brother, you've done something well. There's a lot of managers, quality managers, that have come and gone and without medals like that.
A big club, yeah? It's not West Ham, not Sunderland, not even Newcastle, yeah? No. It's not even these teams. Yeah? A big club does not hire a man to win cups, bro. He hires the man to take on the league, to get higher in the league. A big club does that.
That's just your opinion, man.
If you get a gaffer in and he brings in cups, it's a revolving door.
Cool.
Yeah, so me and Loons believe Wenger, one of the greatest managers ever, that you should stay and defend what you win.
Absolutely.
But I don't think this, the way it is terrible. But I think what Wenger says is true. Next one.
Ooh.
The next take is, next season is Arteta's last season at Arsenal. So this could be for numerous reasons.
I'm baffed.
I don't know.
You just say what you think.
All right. So I think he's going to be there. I think he's going to be there, so my balloons.
Arsenal don't dominate the league next year. Arteta and Arsenal have both got to look at that relationship and say, have I taken you as far as I can go? As well as, do I think someone might say, you know what? This guy's a good manager anyway, and one of the big clubs, depending what's happened at Real Madrid, depends what happens with other clubs. I think it happens with Arteta, so...
I'm saying they're never going to get rid of him because Arsenal, have they changed much? Or are they still happy with, right now, top four is massive for Arsenal, right? They're a get the top four, bring revenue, Champions League.
But they used to do that all the time.
But that's where they still, I haven't seen any different. I don't know if
there's no difference.
I think business-wise, it makes sense. They're competitive.
For the fans, that's what matters.
Does it?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Arsenal Wenger done it all the time. You lot switched on
it. But I don't know if they care about that.
You always got in Europe.
No.
Well, Arsenal Wenger didn't get in Europe.
No. The last season.
That's when it became an issue. Now it only became an issue for them when they couldn't qualify for Champions League easy. Right now, this guy guarantees top four finishes. They're not getting rid of him. The only thing that will really hurt him is if the fans go super wild and toxic. Because like it or not, Wenger built Arsenal. So the fans were, you had that Wenger in, Wenger out. They stood with him. He ain't got that credit in the... Well, they could have stood with him. There are some fans that don't Wenger in.
Are we going to stand here? 1 second. Are we going to stand here and say it was only the season they didn't get in Europa, Champions League?
2 seasons.
1 second. They were having to go at Arsene Wenger from early. It wasn't only 2 seasons.
No, I'm saying the fans were.
Make champions.
It wasn't only 2 seasons, but I think the league was different back then, innit?
In what sense? That's when it was at its worst.
There was only three teams, and Arsenal were one of them.
I was just going to say, we could do bad then and still finish fourth.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's why...
He's your league.
Because you know what it is? I just want to say quick, I was meant to pop my balloon straight away, but I wanted everyone to understand.
So if I think he's going to stay, I pop it, innit?
Yeah. So I think, I agree with you, innit? I think we're going to try to do similar to the Wenger thing. Have a man for a long time.
So you should.
Yeah, business.
It would make the most sense.
With Arteta and Arsenal, do you reckon they should part ways if he don't win the league? Next season? Yeah, obviously not this season. We got it.
But who do you bring in then? Who do you bring in?
I'm saying this. That guy is one of the best young managers in world football.
God bless you,
you
sir.
Will be an idiot, regardless if you like
to get
it
rid of him.
Or anything. He turned eighth into title challengers. You don't let that go in search.
Bro, do you know we ain't been in the Champions League semi-finals for years, bro?
They've only been in once.
You know what we need to accept as well, yeah? I think Arteta's maybe the only manager his level that will be at Arsenal and not look... That won't look past us.
Yeah,
you feel me?
If
this was another manager that was like, wow.
That wasn't even a pop.
Yeah. So if this was another manager that was like years into his career, he'd probably think, you know what? I do what I do here, then I move on. You understand? But Arteta, he's looking to kind of cement his legacy as the Arsenal boss, innit? So I think for that reason.
Lippy.
Yeah.
Do you think that... he's hit his ceiling, or do you think he can go further?
I think he can go further, but the only reason I think that is because it's so early. You get me? I just think it's a small sample size.
Look, they've been five.
Okay.
It's 5 years, bro.
I don't know a manager that started their career and won something with a team that weren't doing that right in the first 5 years of them being a manager.
I know. Honest look.
You think he's been a manager for less
than
5 years?
Honest look.
You're wrong, bro.
You're saying. He's only been a manager 5 seasons.
He managed Marseille.
He's been a manager 5 seasons.
But the team wasn't eighth.
I think it's a different situation.
We were winning the league.
So if Arteta don't do better than he's done so far, you want to keep him, yeah?
Yeah.
So does that mean you're accepting mediocrity?
It's not mediocrity. Second's not mediocre.
Do you know what it is? I just think
you're not winning no cups.
Bro, I just think football, like, it goes on, innit? I think that's a bit reactionary, innit? Yeah, but it's... We're in this now, innit?
Nah, we had that with Oli. Talking about, and man were vexed.
Oli finished
what,
top four once?
Oh, you lot are moving mad.
You can't bring wrong facts.
How many?
You got another Man United fan.
How
here. You can't be. How many? You can't be doing that.
How many?
Twice. Fourth and third. No, wait a sec. Fourth, third, and Second, because the last one
he
was
did
second.
Come second. Yeah.
The last one was second.
Is Arsenal in the title race? Were they in the title race?
No.
So what are you talking about?
Is that accepting on mediocrity? If you're not getting no trophies, you're kind of just getting into the Champions League.
I don't think it's mediocrity. We've improved on how we've been in the past. We're not like you lot. Like we don't see football as like this 30-year thing. Like you'll lose and be like, oh my gosh, when we had Scholes, this wouldn't
facts,
happen.
Facts,
like we
facts,
know
facts.
That.
Hey, don't you lot me because I hate them fans as well. So I get it.
Get we're not stuck in the past. Some of our fans are, but me personally, understand the position that we're in. I don't think we can get rid of our manager, best players, nothing like that.
It's stupid to me.
When does it become too far? When is it like, so next season he doesn't win it again?
Maybe the season after that. It's soon. It's not 10 years away or something, but I just think now or next season is too soon. The season after that, 100%, we're having serious convos because at that time, it's like, boom. You've had players who I believe are world-class, Saka, Saliba, Gabriel. You're not doing it. Are you the reason? You understand that you have to move on at that point, for me.
To be fair, I just think Arsenal are a feeder club, and I'm an Arsenal fan.
They've been a feeder club.
You still
club.
Think we're a feeder club?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
But what, have you deep? You know, everyone that leaves Arsenal always goes and
who's
wins.
The last one? Xhaka, if you want to say that. But did Xhaka go to a better team?
That's
than
an English team.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but who's
he's
the
gonna
front?
Wanna, yeah, he's gonna who, lift the trophy.
Okay,
bro.
Who's before Xhaka?
Right, give him the shit, man. That was a shit take, bruv.
You know what? You're up front, so I'm gonna let you land.
And you say, what? Who?
This guy, I'm telling you. Can't name. You wanna be here?
And you can't even name it.
On to the next take, and this will get Loon's face out of his phone 100%. Go on then, John. What does it say?
Salah's not gonna score 20 plus goals without Trent.
How'd they get me out?
Salah
next season
won't score 20 plus goals without Trent Alexander-Arnold, who has confirmed this week that he is definitely moving on.
So popping it means that Salah will, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna... Because there's too much Liverpool love right now. I'm not popping my balloon, but I don't agree with that.
Darwin, Lucho, McAllister have all set up Salah more than Trent this season.
So you don't think Trent has anything to do with the way Liverpool plays football?
Absolutely, but he's gone. And it's not like there's going to be no...
Wow, his voice break.
He's gone. Absolutely.
He's been fighting this battle for a while.
I can't do it no more.
Hold on, I just want to point something out. Because Loons' whole argument is that Trent will be replaced with someone.
End of the day, people are replaced, bro. Him now going, gives other people like McAllister, Szoboszlai, Gravenberg. It gives these other players who have the quality, as much quality, because Trent's been taking off corners and free kicks. McAllister's on them now. So there's others that can do what he can do with the lever. It's our right back. We just don't want to play with an inverted right back no more. We won't have a bad defender. We might have a better defender. But our midfielders, we've seen it. World Cup winner.
They're gonna step up.
Big drip. No little spill. Understand that. Milkshake fit.
Can I go? You're saying
not yet.
Other things.
Wait.
No, but milkshake
not yet.
Fit.
So that's
yes.
when you let a man land.
Bro,
like,
this is... No, do you, when you,
are
let
you finish?
Him,
are you finish?
On.
Are
you see when you let... When I let him
land.
You see the runway?
Land.
The runway is only so long. You're driving... You see the runway in Jamaica? It goes into
off.
The
I'm a helicopter,
you're
bro.
In the sea.
I'm a helicopter.
You're
I land like that.
Fish.
I land like that.
That was not like that.
You see, every point you make... Do you think... Do you think those things weren't considered when we asked you this question, Trent? I mean, Trent. I'm calling you Trent.
Wait.
That's no, going to be my funny. Son's name.
A man called you Trent.
But all jokes aside, yeah, do you not think that we take that into account? We're just asking you about Trent. Because when Trent is the best, one of the best fullbacks we've ever seen.
Oh, please.
Yeah?
That's not what you say. That's not what you say. That's not what you lot say. Please, man, stop lying. You lot say he's a bad defender. How can he be a bad defender and one of the best fullbacks you've
ever
seen?
Because you can.
You lot say he's... Allow it, man. You lot are fake, man.
I've never said that.
Get out of here.
Chatting rubbish.
Who's he saying that to?
I've never said that.
Maybe not you.
So you can outdo what you're meant to do sometimes with pure football ability, innit?
Yeah.
Because the Trents, the Dani Alves, the Marcelo, these are generational talents.
Trent's a special talent.
100%.
That's what, Trent's a special talent.
Yeah, so
and
it's not like, don't get it twisted, the other right backs that aren't great at defending, they're probably not as good as going forward or distribution as Trent is. So they're not in those conversations. But he's definitely one of the best.
He's registered a lot of assists, right? Mm-hmm. So it will change things for him. It will change, like when Van Nistelrooy lost Beckham, he felt that. He felt that, like, who's going to whip it into me straight away? So now with their situation, they don't have, they're not going to have Trent, but as you're saying, someone else is going to step up. But I think Salah can create his own goals, bro. We know now for sure that Salah is a prominent goal scorer. He just scores many goals every season, and he's going to do that. So I've seen him, as you said, who's got the most assists for you guys this season?
Salah. He's got the most assists.
Damn.
That's mad.
So we're damn. Again. That's what I'm saying. He's a creator. And a scorer.
You know what it is, yeah? How many league goals is Salah scored this season? Like 27 or something?
Yeah, 27.
He's taking a piss.
13, 14 assists.
I think he ain't going to score 20 plus league goals next season. Well, I hope he don't. I just hope people wake up, man. Stop letting this old man do this. Like, he's my year in school. He should not be allowed to be moving. No, bro.
Wait, so if I disagree, if I think he will score 20 next year, pop my blue.
Come over there. He's scoring 20. That easy.
20 plus.
8 years.
The second half of the season, Mo, or the last quarter, he didn't slow down, did he?
Of course he did. Human being. Yeah.
But is that going to be taken into next season?
He does that after February, March. He does usually have a little dip.
I'm going to tell you straight, innit? You weren't playing sport in your early 30s. You see?
Yeah, what?
You're using gel, though.
No, what?
If, for me, he does start slowing down, which I think he will. It's like Kevin De Bruyne was there, then he wasn't there. It just happens overnight, literally happens overnight. And Mo Salah's game is built on explosiveness. I've seen him. What? No?
It's kind
not
of,
anymore.
It's a different explosiveness now, if you get what I'm saying.
It's built off explosiveness for me, right? It's quick, quick, quick. Mind quick, everything quick. Power, pace. And he's got class. That's what makes him a top player, right? But it's explosiveness for me. If he loses that, which for me, I feel like it is going, that's why I asked you about the last quarter of this season, because I've seen him go one-on-one with the kid at PSG.
Good kid, brilliant.
A few kids. I see him go against the...
Kid that locked up Saka, though, who's young.
I don't think he locked up Saka.
He did.
Saka done all right. No, I don't think he locked up Saka.
Saka didn't score. Didn't do nothing amazing.
I don't think he locked him up. He had about 4 or 5 shots, Saka, that game.
But Saka had shots. If you want to do that, it's not had shots. It's not about shots.
Did he have shots?
Yeah, we won the game as well. 1-0. Yeah, Harvey Elliott scored. Yeah, we won the game, bro.
That's why I'm pointing it direct to you. You give me the answers, but I don't think you are right. I don't think
we won the game 1-0.
I don't think he had a lot of shots. I remember the guy
he had a few shots.
I remember everyone after that game said he must be the best left back in the world.
Yeah, I disputed it.
You don't get a lot of shots if you get locked down like that. All right, but my point is, I feel the last few games I've put the eye on Salah, maybe the last 5, 6, 7. I feel he isn't beating people like he used to.
I just don't think he is. No, it's your time, bro. The question's to me.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
The same question I'm just asking. I'm just trying to get points from you. Not a question. Definitely not a question. Don't answer it. I just feel like, so for me, I don't think he'll get 20 plus because I feel like he's slowing down. Nothing to do with Trent, to be honest with you. As you said, the assists have been spread around. I just think it happens.
It happens. It's brilliant, brilliant. Mm-hmm. It does
That's
happen.
Why I think he should have left.
Sometimes it don't.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Can I add something? What about AFCON? Because we didn't play it this year. It wasn't played this this year.
He's been there 8 years, bro.
No, but we're going again, though. It's happening. It's not going to be.
He's been there 8 years. He's had about 4 AFCONs. He still gets 20 plus, bro. So just throwing another.
He's not
been
this age, though.
Away from this point, with Trent gone, what will Liverpool be missing?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Simple.
Same man that said he was I don't yeah, their opinion, I'm saying nothing. Me?
What?
What I'm
what
saying does that even mean? Exactly. Honestly, it means nothing. Honestly, so let me land. I'm giving you my opinion now.
Honestly.
My opinion is we're going to lose our vice captain, the local lad. Someone's, you know what I'm saying? Someone that makes other players understand what it feels like to play for Liverpool. You get what I'm saying? Someone, a leader. Do you get what I'm saying? So, but also, I'm happy for the kid, bro. Real Madrid is the ultimate move.
Yeah, that's not that. And what are they going to miss?
Yeah, what are they going to miss?
We're going to miss him.
He's too emotional. He might say we're going to miss him. I rate that. That's pure. That is pure. Do you know how pure that is? We're going to miss him.
Man, but I'm happy he's at Real. I'm going to get a shot.
All right, cool.
We're going to move on. This one is the last one.
Oh, your thing's big.
Okay, so
that is mental.
Banned.
Let's take a seat. Let's drink some water. Calm down. Thank you, boys. All right, cool. This one here, I'm saying personally.
Say
but
the
here. All right, just him, bro. Let me chat, bro. I'm at the top. Let me chat, bro.
Never again. Never again. Not yet.
Pierre Mertesacker up top is doing mad.
Full 90.
Can you not let me talk, please? Hello. 3, 2.
I did a teacher thing.
1. Quiet. Yamal is the best player in the world. If you agree, don't pop your balloon. If you disagree, pop your balloon.
You know what? Let's, before people make their decision, I just want to have a chat with the boys for a second. Because let's have it right. This you is, what is this you? I don't
bro,
know.
It's insane.
Like, do you know what it is? There's a term that I learned about quite recently and I realised I've been doing it all my life. Unintentionally. It's called hate watching. Where I turn on the telly, and even if it's a player I like, because I want to be right, I want to see him do
wrong.
What I think.
Yeah, jerky.
I rate the you because I've said he's not that great. He needs to not play that well.
Yeah, Lippy with a message to group. Yeah. See that?
Then he scores a banger.
You said Lamal's not?
No. Good. Do you know what it is? I've done the whole. He's only 17. Not yet. I turn on the telly.
Mad.
That Inter Milan game. What is that, bro?
Do you know?
What?
I've never seen anybody get the ball so much in a game, like a single. They're just handing
he's
him
always
the ball.
Has it, bro.
To the point where he's sick of the ball, bro.
Yeah, he starts laying it on.
How?
Did you hear? So before the game, before that last game, well, not his last game, but the Champions League game, the Inter Milan game, first leg. They said, how do you feel? And he said, basically, I feel no pressure. He hyped himself up to the point where you're thinking, hang on. You're going to have pressure on you. And then he goes out and plays that sort of game. It lets me know that his temperament is everything
A1.
You need.
A1.
Then I saw him on an interview with Henri, Micah Richards, and all that lot.
Yeah, yes.
And
cold.
Harry handed himself there. I was like, this guy's talking like a big man, but he still had the jovialness of a young kid.
He's got
the perfect balance.
You know what I mean?
Do you know I saw him doing a game and I couldn't believe it? That near the 87th minute, yeah, I think, what, the 3-3? And he tries to chip the keeper. You don't do, like, as another youth not doing that. Yeah. That's when it just, another youth not doing that. I hate to, you know when you go too soon, yeah, but then I used to love watching Barca when Ronaldinho was there because give the ball to him. What's he going to do next? I have that feeling of, raw, give the ball to him. I just want to see if he's going to do something. And that's mad to say that because Ronaldinho is probably one of the best I've seen play.
Especially in this era of football as
well. In the robotic era of football, scripts is right. 100%. And you see what it is with Lamine though, what I'm going to say. He's not the archetype dribbler. He's not like roll it, step. Bro, it's little feints.
Yeah.
It's actually cold at ball.
It's actually cold at ball.
Like, you've got to know football to know what he, like, something goes that way, then boom. And then, but to other people, he just ran down the wing. No, bro. He sent man to get Rizla.
Like a good boxer.
Yeah.
Pull man back.
You know what I'm saying? He sent man to get Rizla. Yeah, little feints. And it's the Traveller. You see the Traveller?
Very natural.
Taking liberties.
So what we say, where we at?
He's the best.
I think he's the best thing since
R9. R9? He's the best thing since Messi.
I haven't seen anybody move so electric like that since R9, bro.
You ain't alive, man.
Like, a man watched R9 growing up, bro. Do you get? And I know ball, bro. I kick ball.
You kick the ball.
Bro, the legend himself in Zaggy even said, I haven't seen anything like that in the last 9 years. The kid is 17.
Nine years. Boys,
that's what Zaggy said.
Listen. All jokes aside,
his brother said it.
You've taken it to somewhere where I wanted to go before. I think we're all still kind of thinking about this particular statement. But a statement that is flying around attached to Lamine Yamal at the moment is that he's the best 17-year-old ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not because Pele is.
No.
Come on, man. Not even you were born.
I want to address what Steve-O done. What are you doing?
Huh? But he's not.
Because you said who is?
I think at 17, Pele, who won Brazil World Cup.
Get out of here, man. He played for the New York Metros.
So Yamal, people are saying Yamal is the best 17-year-old ever. Obviously, they have Messi in there. Pele. Yeah, no, it is. I just think it's funny. But R9... But I think...
Football wasn't football in the 70s.
No. Let me just land. But I just want to make a point, yeah? I think there's a 17-year-old that isn't spoken about enough, yeah? I think Kylian Mbappe, 17, I think it's out of them two, innit? I think it's Yamal.
R9, though. He's not wrong.
How old was Mbappe when he won the World Cup?
2 seconds. He was 18. 18. He was 18. But my 18. Thing is...
And
my
he cleared that World
no,
Cup
my
as
thing
well.
Is, two seconds. My thing is, with... When R9 was 17, I don't know how old I was.
It doesn't matter. But I went football.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, for me, innit? But for me, it's a week in, week out watching man live thing, innit? And I saw Mbappe 17 there. I saw we're seeing Lamine Yamal there. I saw Owen, but I was young.
I'm 10 years older than you.
No, Hundo.
Same.
But that still would have made Pele about.
No, but wait, so when I'm younger, the videos that I've got. A Pele, Maradona. I'm watching Glenn Hoddle.
Highlights,
but I'm also highlights. But they're full games.
It's international football you're watching, so
it doesn't matter.
The point I wanted to make, yeah, there was another 17-year-old that could have been in there, but they asked him who his favourite player was, and he said Bobby Charlton. He's doing the Steve-O thing.
Oh, Hendrick. You're gonna start him off, Lippy, bro.
You not ain't even said the right question, Yamal. Is the best player in the world right now. Why are we talking about other 17-year-olds that have ever played?
Because what we've done.
So if I compare a 17-year-old, you can't wipe my one off. Always stick to the question.
What happened was no one has answered, yeah? So everyone agrees.
Yeah. Sorry, just because I'm slow in it. Just because I'm slow and I need a little bit of help, yeah?
Of course. That's why I'm here.
What we did, yeah, in the first one, we all answered. We all said, he's the best player right now. I thought that was finished.
Mm.
Yes, agreed. So then now they threw in, they said, who's the best? Is he the best 17-year-old player ever? That's the question that was just asked, right? And was all trying to find out. Obviously, my brother brought up Pele, yeah? And was still trying to find out what other people think.
I'd say R9 though. I'd say R9, 17, PSV. Then he moved to Barcelona. Just maniac.
Can I ask you something?
40
though?
Goals, 40 games.
Let me ask you this. Is R9 a bit of a myth?
No.
That was kind of... Did you watch those PSV games?
Yeah, I remember him from Le Tournoi. Do you remember that tournament? That England tournament? He was 17. England wore the cherry red
home kit. He came, he's 17, he bagged it. They said, this guy, PSV Eindhoven, da-da-da-da-da. They had the Philips Adidas kit, Champions League. Dude was doing a step over, move it, bang,
When's the next time you saw him after that?
Barcelona, he moved Barcelona okay, the next season.
So that's my point.
The next season.
But so 17, you didn't really get to see him. Because he was 18, 19, going on 19 when he got to Barca.
He's 19, went to Inter.
He's 18 then. He was 18.
One season at Barca.
But he was 18.
17, he was at PSV.
Yeah.
It made him
17 out of 1990.
You didn't see him when he was 17.
Yeah.
So the only I'm not trying to style you or nothing. My only point is with this Yamal Mbappe, we see it game by game. Like, you understand? So it's like
if tore up England, tore up.
It's all documented.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
and it's
okay.
Like I feel like it started maybe with the Messi era where we just seen a youth just kill it from his a youth. But so we think he's the best player in the world.
I'm sorry, boys, but I'm gonna say a name again. And
no, talk on it, bro.
You have Saviola, 17.
What? Better than Lamine Yamal.
But he just said.
We were talking about he already answered that question, right? We already said it. We was on now. What 17-year-olds have we seen? Did you see? So I'm saying I saw Saviola.
Oh, I thought you said he was better than Yamal.
That's what he just said.
Because that's what we're doing, comparing 17-year-olds.
We already said. No, I was paying attention. We said, you were talking about Ronaldo, yeah? And we were saying, have you seen him play? You're saying, have we seen him play? I didn't really see him play. I'm saying another 17-year-old that I saw play.
Steve-O don't respect the top table.
That's better.
Every
than...
time you talk, he ignores what you say. Yeah.
Have we seen a better 17-year-old? I'm saying, let me throw another name in the hat.
Boys, let the top table operate. Make your phone call, bro.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, there's a guy in blue at the door.
Yeah.
I think he needs on him.
Saviola? You're talking about Saviola and them, man.
Sound like that.
Right, don't say a word.
I beg you, him.
I'm going to shit him, bro.
Love.
Steve-O.
You got a text?
Steve-O, you got a text?
Steve, you got a text, mate. Your scouting network's too deep.
Message!
Hold on. So this is the Steve-O. This is now a Steve-O moment. Let me and Steve-O have this moment.
Go on.
Was Saviola better than 17-year-old Wayne Rooney?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm just asking you. Don't.
It's an argument. It's an argument. Are we forgetting Saviola when he went Barcelona at 17?
Oh, he was whack, bro.
Whack?
I don't know about whack. I think that's a bit mad.
He went better than Aymar, bro.
Stop, dude.
Aymar was amazing.
Hey, yeah, but Pavio,
these players are in teams, at the time that had influential players. Yeah? This team that bought Yamal
he's the influencer player.
Because the other ones ain't there. There ain't no Ronaldinho's. There ain't these players that was in the Messi teams and all the rest of it.
With that saying, brother, I don't know you lot's age and stuff. So yeah, Yamal is the best for me personally. I haven't seen anybody that's 17 that's
better than Messi.
I don't.
At 17?
Nah, I don't think so. Personally,
I think it's out of Mbappe and Yamal for the 17-year-old thing. But back to the statement on the screen, Yamal being the best player in the world. One thing I can say definitely is that this is the first 17-year-old we considered being the best player in the world.
There you go.
That's one thing I think we can all agree with. So what other 17-year-old was said to be the best in the world?
God.
Who?
This is your time to shine.
Yeah.
You have been bitching.
Because you called me.
Saviola, you donuts. That's how you've let the table down, all of you.
Why?
You do not remember Saviola, Wonder Kid, at 17.
Bro, Bear Wonder Kid
it up, 100 goals for River Plate.
He was normal, ball, bro.
He done 100 goals for River Plate by 17.
Get Argentina,
bro. Made your debut at 15. Do your due diligence,
nah,
bro.
Nah, he weren't ready, man. I'm sorry. Weren't ready. Euro final, a European Championship final. You're comparing Javier Saviola to that.
Yeah.
Can I get some reception in here?
The phone's ringing.
Hello.
Wait, hold on. The name's cool.
Hello?
Yo, can you hear me?
What go on, my
bro? Bro, he ain't this shoot though.
Broski. He's in Argentina, bro. I can't shit him.
Brother, hey.
He's in River Plate.
I beg you, hey.
You know what? I'm gonna get a helicopter over there. Let me just jump on the ladder.
Please, ASAP.
Not the jumps.
Why was he hopping?
You know, like Harvey did. Who came down in the helicopter in the saw in 21 seconds video?
Was it Romeo or Harvey?
Is that Romeo? Was it? I got in the same helicopter. Now you are moving mad. River Plate. What fouls is this?
So when Neymar was at Santos,
yeah,
which by the way, his Santos league at the time was not as good as the River Boca that times there, right? When he done his thing, and he was the first player from the Brazilian league to get a Ballon d'Or nomination, I think he finished third or might have finished second that year. Was we not talking about how good he was? Yeah.
He didn't finish second from second not third. Second in Brazil.
Second or third.
Yes, third. He was third. It doesn't matter.
Can we say that him doing it in a Champions League against Inter, who are a really good side, that it, like in the first leg is in, like there's you can't
I watched
compare
Saviola
it.
Do hat tricks against
you can't
Madrid.
Compare it though.
Honestly, you lot are mad.
Saviola 17
he didn't
ran at Barcelona.
He was at Barca. He said he was at River Plate.
Oh, River Plate. Yeah.
He went to Barca at 17.
No, he said he 18. Made his debut here.
Wait, hold on. Call me again.
By 17.
Reception.
He hasn't won a single trophy.
I told man he's man,
bring him again.
It's Championship Manager.
Championship Manager.
Man,
go. Hey, what was his first couple seasons?
This is Championship Manager first.
Barca.
Listen. I'm
average player, bro. It wasn't average.
I know I'm on a Rico charge, yeah? If we don't add names.
Hold on. I'm going to pass you the phone. Man.
Until he was 23, he was a bad man.
I need to go with a Rico, bro. Hold on.
Hello.
Yo, John.
Bro, what? Like, gee, I don't get it, but what are you on right now, though?
I need to hand the phone to another man right now. Broski, chat to him, man. Chat to him.
Hello?
Come off my phone.
Nah, boys. You know what it is? Saviola's got a great first name, by the way. I don't know who else's first name that is, but it's a great first name. But yeah, nah. I think adding Saviola is a bit of a...
All right, can I just say something?
It's a Championship Manager
first.
Are
you going to say my
bad? Yeah. I think the Saviola one, I think he was a bit older when...
Championship Manager.
Sorry. I didn't know there was juice in there,
that was
bro.
Dangerous.
Apologies, bro.
I hope my phone's broke.
On a man's telephonic device.
The jaw's clenching.
I hope it's on a man...
Serious thing.
Wait, come sit down.
Serious
sit down.
Hey. Yeah, come on.
Not the shit and juice on a man's telephonic device.
No, I didn't know it was going to hit the balloon. I didn't know. It's a trick shot, bro.
You are never playing up front.
Bro, it's a trick shot. I didn't know it was going to hit the balloon and hit the cup, bro.
Hey, boys, let me outro it. Let me outro it. Boys.
Steve, I'm sorry, bro.
Chaos.
I'm just gonna say.
Like, comment, subscribe. And you know what I want to blame this on? Again, boys?
It's my fault.
Yes. This guy here playing up front.
Haaland and Garnacho. I'm telling you. The worst thing.
Hey, you man, I'm not going to lie. Yeah? This is just so Hey, make sure you like, comment, subscribe to the videos. Hey, Steve, how's your phone?
Steve, sorry, man. I didn't even think that trick shot was going to happen.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.